we are thrilled that you're here. I hope that you'll get a chance to meet some of our folks if you're a guest here today for the first time or in for the holidays. We want you to feel like family with the rest of us. We're here to celebrate the Savior who is born. We're so grateful that God sent the Lord Jesus, the greatest birth of all time, for the greatest and one and only Savior of all time. And so that's why we're here. We want to celebrate that together. So why don't you join me? Let's stand together as we sing a couple of carols together. And then we're going to worship the Lord through our giving. And then our choir is going to come and take us through some wonderful music today. In fact, I may ask you to sing with some of that a little bit later on. Angels we have heard on high. Angels we have heard on high. Sweetly singing o'er the plains. And the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see Him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. And then, O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold Him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exultation. O sing, all ye bright hosts of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet Thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to Thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
Sir, please be seated. Thank you for being here. What a great day. I've already met several of the groups. Many of you are here with family, and I appreciate you coming in this morning. Hopefully, you'll be able to come back tonight as well. We have three incredible Christmas Eve services. Family service for the kids at 4 o'clock. It will be ruckusy. We'll be making snow angels and a lot of other things up here. So kids will have an incredible time tonight. Then two candlelight services that will be, I think, most memorable. So if you can come, 4 o'clock with families, kids, 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock as a candlelight, it's going to be a special night. So try to put that in your schedule somewhere. See if you can join us here. But I'm glad you've come with family and friends. What an incredible morning to have for our choir to present their music. They haven't been doing very well on it, so we hope that you being here will encourage them to sing their best. All right? No, they are amazing. We love our choir, and they are doing well, so it's going to be a great time. All right? Now, schedule's a little off from our regular, so this is for our offertory prayer, and then we'll have the men come, and we'll pass the plates around, and then as soon as that's over, our choir will come and share their music with us. So let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this day, again, as a reminder of how much you love us, that even from a stable there in Bethlehem, you demonstrated your love for us, so that even right now, we could experience that love in this room. Father, thank you for knowing what we needed to capture our attentions. And once you had our attention, to capture our heart with a little baby born in that way. Father, thank you that you didn't leave him there. But as he grew, he became that one that would be our Savior and Lord. And we know the rest of that story of what went on at Calvary. And Father, we thank you. Thank you that it was because you loved us that you did all of those things. May that message come through today and everything that we do, whether by choir, whether by words, whether by prayer, whether by the things we do tonight, that no one leaves without knowing they are loved completely by a God who has planned everything out for their benefit to be able to bring them into life. So, Father, thank you for that. Bless now this offering. And all the things that it will be used for to bring honor to your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Before we jump into this thing, I just want to say thank you to some folks. First of all, I want to say thank you to David up there on his 21st birthday working up in a sweat box upstairs. It's really hot up there. And for Sandra and all the work that she's done and battling back and through everything else that's going on. And she's the glue that really kind of holds us all together here in a lot of ways with all the technology. And so I want to say thank you to them. And I want to thank this choir this morning for several months now of working on this beautiful music that was written for us, just for us, in fact. You know, our church is a little bit, leans a little bit to the senior adult side. So did our music. They made it a little bit large print. They fixed it so that we didn't have to turn pages back and forth and things like that for us. Did a really nice job, and they were very thoughtful for us on that. We've had a lot of fun with all of this. It's been a really fun thing to do. We've had a great time with it. I'd also like to, thank the orchestra. Where are they? Oh. I don't know their names. And finally, I'd also like to thank our narrator, and I have no idea who he is. So sit back and relax as we perform for you. Forever, God is with us.
And only who came from the Father, full of wherever God is with us, in our family gatherings, in our quiet moments of reflection, in our joyful celebrations, just like this one, we rest secure in the confirmation that God is with us. It's good news, you know. Really good news. News worth celebrating. News worth sharing. News worth singing.
And a song.
resulted in a song of cosmic proportions, in reality, began quietly, almost imperceptibly. A weary couple, an exhausting search for shelter, and a manger bed for a child who appeared to enter the world in the ordinary way. No lofty proclamation, no celestial pronouncement, no universal procession. At least, not yet. Declaration. A Savior, Christ the Lord, the long-awaited Messiah had been born. And suddenly, some startled and frightened shepherds were given a front-row seat to a panoramic display of God's artistry. A sky full of angels pierced the midnight darkness with a mesmerizing call to worship. Glory to God in the highest, and peace, goodwill to men.
Walking o'er their bones, earthly.
never really seen before. Some greater cause, some brighter vision. There were some wise men, magi in a distant country, who noticed a magnificent star drawing them from their home in the east. And so, being familiar with both signs and scripture, they embarked on the quest of a lifetime, following that star. They were in search of a king, the Savior who now made his home with man. By the reality that a loved one is not with us. Perhaps time or distance just won't allow them to be present. But God is with us. Or it could be that for the first time there's an empty chair at the dinner table because God has called them home, home for Christmas. Remember this, the one who said, "I will never leave you or forsake you," really will never leave us or forsake us. The one who said, "I am with you always," really is with us always. Emmanuel. God with us, not just for this season, but for every day. God is with us. All is lonely friend, God is with us. Discouraged loved one, God is with us. Forsaking the riches of heaven for the poverty of earth, Jesus, Emmanuel, chose not only to make his home with us, but in us. And the one who came to be among us is coming again for us. This is the good news of Christmas. Our final dwelling place will be with him, at home in his presence. Our song today, and our song for eternity, forever, God is with us.
I'm not going to keep you long, so keep standing. We're just going to be gone in a minute. I want to remind you of the message that you need to carry out of here. Here are your takeaways. God loves you. He provided this whole story to let us know how he introduced that love to the world. He said in a very small scripture that probably every one of us has heard or has memorized, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. This story is the unfolding of that plan, getting it into motion, so 30-so years later, Jesus could go to the cross to pay the cost to have a relationship with you. He loves you. I hope you know that. I hope you gathered that in today. Come back and join us tonight. 4 o'clock if you got a bunch of kids that need to be rowdy. 6 o'clock, no kid. No, you can bring kids, but hold on to them because there's fire, real fire that gets passed around. 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock tonight. Join us for a great night. All right. Thank you so much for being here. God bless. Merry Christmas.